On today's special Foundations of Faith, Believer's Voice of Victory, learn about your God-given right as a born-again believer to be free from all the influence of this fallen world. Walk in the victory of your covenant with God.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearson. And as many of you know, my grandfather, Brother Copeland, has been preaching the Word of God on this broadcast for 35 years. As a matter of fact, he started on the air right about the time I was born, and I grew up hearing this Word, hearing these messages, and the Word never changes because God never changes. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And these broadcasts are just as powerful today as they were back then. So, get ready to receive the Word today as Brother Copeland begins today's Bible study.
Any man, woman, or child can make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life at any moment of any day, 24 hours a day, and walk free from Satan's dominion. Redemption is a reality. Now, in the heart and mind of God, everybody's redeemed. In His heart and in His mind, every man is free. Now, we are to receive the Redeemer and receive the redemption, because the Bible said, in Him we have redemption. So, what every person needs to do is come into Him. And at that moment, you are free from the dominion of sin, sickness, demons, fear, all of the curse that came when Adam and Satan made union, that's what I'm trying to say, in the Garden of Eden. Praise God. Now, let's go back to the Gospel of John where we were yesterday. We're talking about in walking in redemption, walking as the redeemed in this earth, and I might add, we're not just going to be redeemed after we die and go to heaven. No, no. We're redeemed here and now. Praise God. Like, you know, somebody's always talking about the sweet by and by. Well, I'll tell you something, my friend. The gospel of Jesus Christ will work in the rotten here and now. And I can guarantee you by the authority of the Word of God that faith in His Word works. Hallelujah. All right. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So all things were made by Him, or all things were made by the Word, and without Him or without the Word was not anything made that was made. In Him or in the Word was life, and the life was the light of men. Now notice what it says in the 12th verse, as many as received Him, to them He gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, or but of the Word. We found out yesterday in 1 Peter that we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Hebrews chapter 4, where we were when we closed yesterday. Let's go back over there and pick that up, and then we'll go from there. God raised Jesus from the dead by the Word of God. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the Word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart, and neither is there any creature that's not manifest in His sight. Now, The Scripture by the Holy Ghost has done the same thing it did right here that it did over there in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. It said the Word of God and God are the same. Here it says the Word of God is quick and powerful, neither is there any creature not manifest in His sight. So it has said the Word of God, He. So God and His Word are one. God and His Word cannot be separated. If God said it, it's always so. I like what the Bible said in 2 Peter that there is no private interpretation of the prophecy of the Scripture. There is no private interpretation of it. James put it like this. He said, well, let's turn over there. I want you to see this from the book of James. Let's look into the second chapter. Now notice this. Where envying and strife is, this 16th verse of the second chapter of James, where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work, but the wisdom that is from above. Now, what are we talking about there? The wisdom that is from above. Jesus called the Word of God the wisdom of God. Then in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, we find that the Word of God comes from above and will not return void. It does return. How does it return? When you and I take His Word and return it to Him in prayer by standing on these precious promises written in this book, praise God. This Word is God speaking to you. This Word is God speaking to me. Look at this. That's got my name right there on the front of that book. That's my Bible, praise God. Says Kenneth Copeland right there. It says Kenneth Copeland right here on this page right here. Praise God. Amen. This is my Bible. You got your Bible. Amen. This is God speaking to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's go ahead and finish reading here. But the wisdom that is from above, or the Word of God, is first pure. It's peaceable. It's gentle and easy to be entreated. So you can entreat the Word. You can put the Word into the situation and expect it to work. You can expect God to honor His Word. Jeremiah 1:12 said, God watches over His Word to perform it. One translation said, He watches over His Word to perform it quickly. The King James translation said, He hastens over His Word to perform it. Praise God. It's peaceable, easy to be entreated. It is full of mercy. Glory to God. Look what it says right here in the first chapter of the book of James. And I'll show you what I mean. Let's read it. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now that's a promise of God, and it's given to any man. And it says his faults, he shall not be upbraided, or his faults will not keep God from giving him his wisdom. So I entreat that. I say, Father, I see in Your Word, and Your Word is alive, praise God, a living thing. You and Your Word are one. I see in Your Word where my faults will not keep You from giving me Your wisdom, and so I ask You for Your wisdom in this situation, and I believe that I receive it. And then it says, let him walk in faith. Faith in what? Faith in that Word. Glory to God. Amen. Of course, faith in God. But remember, God and His Word are one. If you're going to put your trust in God, you're going to have to put your trust in what He's already said. Amen? Faith is really very simple. Faith is just simply believing what God has already said in His Word. Just go to the Word, find out what God said about the situation that you're in, believe it, walk in it, speak it, think it, act it, do it. Make that Word, that promise, first place in your life. Now, listen to what else it says. Oh, I like this. Gets good. Full of mercy, full of good fruit. It is without partiality. God's not partial to me any more than He is to you, any more than He is to somebody else. God didn't give one man a great lot of faith, and this other pipsqueak over here didn't get but a little dab. I'll tell you, this stuff a little dab will do you. Praise God. I mean, this stuff is powerful. Amen. No, one man may have used his faith more than you've used yours, and his faith is more highly developed, but God has given to every man the measure of faith. Every person ever born again has been given the measure of faith. Else how did he get born again? By faith, if God didn't give it to him. Amen. So, It's without partiality, but this is the one that turns me on. It is without hypocrisy. When I go to the Bible and it says, by His stripes ye were healed. When I go to the Bible and says, any man in Christ is a new creature. When I go to the Bible and it says, he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I'm in the us that was a sinner, so I'm in the we that's been made righteous, and I can stand up and say, I've been made the righteousness of God. By His stripes I'm healed. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. He always causes me to triumph. All those things are written in the Word. I got every one of those out of the Word of God. Then I'm not a hypocrite for saying it. If my body looks sick, my nose is running, the thermometer says I got a fever, but the thermometer's not the last word. This is the Word of God. That's the word of that thermometer. Well, what does that thermometer know except heat and cold? That's all it knows. But my God in heaven is alive, and I can speak His Word, act His Word, think His thoughts after Him, and not be a hypocrite by standing up and saying, it's mine, I receive it by faith. Hallelujah.
Oh, you're not healed. You ain't got any right going around saying you're healed. Everybody knows you're not healed. You're just trying to be super Christian. You're just trying to go around and act like Kenneth Hagin. You're just trying to act like Charles Cabbs. You're just trying to act like Jerry Savelle. No, I'm not. I'm acting like Jesus.
Praise God. And so's Oral Roberts, and so's Jerry Savelle, and so's Kenneth Hagin, and so's Charles Capps, and all the rest of us, praise God, out here that'll tell you without one back off. Your pastor will say it, if you got a pastor's worth anything, that the Word of God is alive and it's real. Hallelujah, and it can be stood upon. Now, if your pastor doesn't know that yet, pray for him. He'll find it out. Praise God. Intercede for him. He needs to know that. Everybody needs to know the integrity of the living Word of God. We need to become God's Word minded. We need to be minded of the Word. What does the Word say about that? Oh, brother, I just feel so tired. I'm just so worried. What does the Word say about that? Well, the Word of God says, in Him we're strong. The Word said, let the weak say, I'm strong. I'll tell you, I have battled with that over the years, over 20 years that we've been in this ministry and preaching this Word and standing on it. I've preached at times until I read I fall down where I stood. I've preached at times where I was so tired and it just looked like there just wasn't one more ounce of strength in me. But I'll tell you, the Word of God, this sharper than any two-edged sword Word that comes from God Almighty, I mean, you can stand on it. You can go preach anyway. You can stand on the Word of God. Now, you need to take care of yourself. That's stupid to not take care of your body and obey the laws that govern this physical body. You're not going to go night after night after night without any sleep and go, you know, without food and not eat properly and just eat anything that, you know, you can drag off the shelf and call it food and all that kind of stuff. It's going to catch up with you one of these days. God didn't give you faith in order for you to violate His natural laws. But I'll tell you, when you begin to move by the Word of God in this life and you go at it hard with all your strength and all your mind and all your soul and you're reaching out and you're going, praise God, and the devil tries to stop you and you come down on him with the Word of the living God. The Bible said Jesus cast out the devil with His words. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Become Word-minded. And this Word will raise you up and cause you to be strong and put you back on high ground. Praise the Lord. All right. In becoming Word-minded, since we've been born again by the Word of God, I'll tell you what. Let's go back over to the book of James. I want you to see something here. This will share something with you that'll cause you to realize something that is so vital and so real, and it'll branch out into other parts of your life as we see this. Because remember, on this broadcast, we're talking about daily living. We're not talking about doctrine. We're not talking about history. There's a place for all that. But that's not what we're doing here. We're talking about living life every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can go to sleep by faith. The Word of God said He giveth His beloved sleep. You can get up by faith. You can eat by faith. So, how in the world do you eat by faith? Dear Lord, brother, you mean you hadn't figured that out? Yeah, I'll guarantee you, if you hadn't learned to eat by faith, you hadn't been on the mission field. You hadn't been in some of the places I've been where they sit something down in front of you and say, uh-oh, whoo, I'm going to have to eat this. The Word of God says our food is sanctified by faith, by the Word of God, by prayer, by thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. I don't pray over my food because of my religion. I don't pray over my... You know what? If you pray over your food because of your religion, you won't have a mind to pray over it when you need to pray over it the most. When you're out in public eating in some place you don't know anything about, and you ordered one thing and it looked like they brought you something else, and you know, I mean, there it sits, and you're going to have to eat over it or pray over it in order to eat it. Not just because this is your religion. So you eat by faith. You live by faith. The Bible says, the just shall live by faith. Well, how does faith come? Romans 10, 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. Now, in the 19th chapter of the book of Acts, I want us to read here the 17th verse. This was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts and brought their books together and burned them before all men. They counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So they had a mighty outpouring of the Word of God. Man, I mean, they had a revival. What am a revival down in that place? They said many believed and all this kind of thing. But now listen, what caused it? So mightily grew the Word of God and prevailed. It was the Word that grew. All right, let's look at the 12th chapter of the book of Acts. And we'll read here the 24th verse. Now, this is talking about revival. Let's look at the 24th verse here. The Word of God grew and multiplied. Now let's look over here at the beginning of this. They had had several outstanding manifestations. I mean, the angel of God had delivered Peter. There's all kinds of things going on here. The Word of God grew and multiplied. Now, remember what we read over in John chapter 1, talking about Jesus? And the Word became flesh and dwelt among men? Well, here, the Word of God is growing and multiplying. You're born again by the Word of God. Now, when we talk about becoming Word of God minded, we're literally bringing our minds in line with what's already happened to our spirit man. Now, when I made God's Word, somebody preached me the Word, and I made God's Word first place in my life, at that moment I said, Jesus, I receive You as Lord. Jesus, come into my heart. The Word of God generated, and in my heart, the regeneration of my spirit, or the power of God came into my spirit. Life came into my spirit. The Word was the seed that germinated at that moment and released that life. The Word released that faith inside me, and my spirit was reborn. Now my mind needs to come along and think God's thoughts after Him, feeding the Word into my mind, renewing my mind with the revelation of Jesus, revelation of His Word, revelation of who I have become in Christ Jesus, and the authority of the name of Jesus that lives and works in my life. We've been, We've been sickness-minded. I know born-again children of God, they expect to be sick every winter. Well, you know how it is, Brother Copeland. We don't want to plan too much of our vacation along about that time because, you know, just sure as we do, the kids will get sick. They do it every year. My goodness, brother, you've got the Word of God in your spirit, but it's not in your thought life. And the Bible says that His Word will pierce even to the dividing asunder of the spirit and the soul. So your soul's made up of your will, your mind, and your emotions. In other words, we need to be thinking God's thoughts after Him by putting God's Word first place in our life, since the Word has already caused us to be born again. So I don't want to be sick-minded. I want to be Word-minded or be healing-minded. Kelly came in to me one day, my daughter. She was just a teenage girl. She had just come in from school. She said, Daddy, I just fought off the flu all day long. I've had a sick headache in school all day long, and I've just been battling the thing. And she said, I wish you'd join your faith to mine. She said, I tell you, I've just had a fit with this all day. And I started to pray for her, and just as I did, why, the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, tell her this. Tell her she's not the sick trying to get healed. Tell her she is the healed. See, she's redeemed. She is the healed. And the devil's trying to take her health away from her with sickness. Oh, see, that's a renewing of the mind. So I told her that. I said, Kelly, you're not the sick trying to get healed. I said, you are the healed. And Satan's trying to take your health away from it. Looking at her and looking in her eyes is like somebody turned on this bright light. I mean, her face lit up. Now, she didn't feel any better. She was still just as fevery. She was still had a sick headache. Her bones were aching. She hurt all over. Now, somebody could have been sickness-minded and said, oh, Brother Copeland, I know the Bible said by His stripes you were healed. I know it says He sent His Word and it healed them. I know it's life to those that find it and health to all their flesh. But, Brother Copeland, I'm just so sick. Now, wait a minute. If you're going to resist something, resist the sickness, not the Word. Well, I just don't feel like I can. Yes, you can. Long as you got air in your lungs, you can too. She said, Daddy, wait a minute, don't pray. I'll be back in a few moments. And she went over there to her room, and she was gone about 30 minutes. She came out of that room. She looked just as bright. Her cheeks were rosy, and she said, Daddy, I'm perfectly well. I said, what happened? She said, I caught hold of what you said. I'd been thinking all day, I'm sick, and I got to get my healing. She said, I realized I'm the healed, and he's trying to make me sick. And she said, I took authority over the devil and told him to take his hands off of my body in the name of Jesus. I'm healed, and you're not getting my help. Praise God. What'd she do? She entreated the Word, stood on it, and that sickness and disease had to leave her body.
Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? It's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. That's nonsense. If you play the game right, you'll win. God wants us to have so much faith in Him that we expect to win at the game of life. We have to totally change our way of thinking if we want to have a winning mindset. You need to develop a glorious sense of confidence that says, I'm going to be victorious and there's not a thing you can do to stop me. If you're a born-again believer, you have an absolute right to be a winner, to overcome every aspect of this world. Start developing a winning attitude today. Integrity provides a strong, secure, and complete foundation. It's a vital element of a successful and productive life. Founded on truth, honesty, and morals, God's Word is reliable and complete. When you begin to grasp the understanding of the internal framework of God's principles, you'll discover the integrity of God's Word that releases His power into every situation you face. The Integrity of God's Word package is 6 CDs and a workbook by Kenneth Copeland designed to enable you to understand how God's Word works. Brother Copeland guides you through the Bible. He highlights how God's Word separates us from the kingdom of Satan, our old life, and our old habits. God's Word teaches us to imitate Christ, setting us free from sin, sickness, debt, and destruction. We can rely on God's promises to release peace, prosperity, and healing into every area of our lives. The Integrity of God's Word package is a dynamic resource you can use to unlock God's miraculous power into your life today. Allow your faith to become rock solid in God's promises. Order the Integrity of God's Word package today for only $25.99 and enjoy a savings of 26%. Go to kcm.org/TV special, call our toll-free number, or write to us today. This teaching series on CD by Kenneth Copeland, along with the study guide, will open your understanding of God's Word. For an additional 10% off, order the Integrity of God's Word package online.
Today on this broadcast, my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, have a free gift for you. This is a mini book by Brother Copeland. When you make the right decision, you get the right results. And on this broadcast today, Brother Copeland said, God and His Word are one. They cannot be separated. If God said it, it is always so. But it's up to you to renew your mind to the Word of God. Choose God's Word and then expect Him to honor His Word. And Jesus said that He came to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. And this contains that life. The Word of God contains that life. So request your free copy today. It's available as a mini book or as a digital download at kcm.org. Now, on tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Copeland shares along the lines of the power of redemption. Even when you're surrounded by death itself, did you know you can still live in victory, in direct resistance to those things? And this is going to bring breakthrough to some of you. I know you need to hear this. Do not miss this broadcast. And if you did miss any of our preceding broadcasts, just as always, go to kcm.org. You can stream them. You can download them. It's absolutely free. And while you're there, look around. We have some outstanding resources available for you at kcm.org. Find out about meetings that are coming up. Southwest Believers Convention is right around the corner. You don't want to miss that. So if you need details about that meeting, anything else going on here at KCM, as always, you can visit us anytime, day or night, at kcm.org. This is a powerful resource that this ministry has created just for you, just to keep the Word of God going in your eyes, going in your ears, getting down into your heart. And when it gets down into your heart, then it can come back up out of your mouth, and you speak the Word of God with faith, and that's when you see things change. Amen. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a special gift for you. Go to kcm.org/TV special to receive Kenneth Copeland's book, Only One Thing, as a mini book or digital download. Discover how to make listening to God your best mode of operation. For the mini book, One Per Household, Please. Offer good for 30 days.